I can imagine for a lot of people, and maybe for you, your facial hair is like, this is, you know, I'm the smooth face guy, or I'm the moustache guy, or I'm the goatee guy, or in my case, I'm the forgot to shave for 10 days in a row guy. Whatever it is, I want to know what kind of guy you are. Like, what kind of beard or facial hair do you prefer? You send that SMS to 31567 to help me understand this whole culture of growing a beard and to help me understand how to look after your facial hair better. I spoke to JP Hildebrandt earlier. He is a beard master. He has a beautiful bit of facial hair from the company Beardworks. And they provide all sorts of products to help you maintain your beard, help you keep your facial hair healthy. So he's the expert. He's the guy to talk to. I spoke to him a little bit earlier. And the first thing I wanted to ask him is, before you even start growing your beard, is there anything that you should do to prepare yourself for beard growth? And this is what he had to say.
It's difficult to say. I always say whenever I walk around and guys say to me, oh, how do you grow that beard? And I always say to the guys, the first step to growing a beard is throw away your razor. That's always my like, first thing that I say to the guys. But generally, there's no real like prep that you need to do when you want to start growing a beard. It's just... Like I said, just throw away the razor and let it free. Let it go.
Like get rid of all the temptation that could possibly be anywhere near you.
Exactly.
Is that the idea? Are there any misconceptions that people have about beards and especially how to grow them, but also how to maintain them? Are there things that we just get wrong?
I think that the biggest thing that guys get wrong is using normal shampoos and facial soaps on their beard. That's the biggest mistake that you can make. The thing with normal shampoos is they contain surfactants, and what those do is they break down the natural oils in the hair, and it's specifically made for the hair on top of your head. So the hair on your face is a different kind of hair than on your head, and because it's already a coarse hair, when you use normal shampoos, it'll make the hair even harder. And a lot of guys then start complaining, yeah, but my beard is always, it's hard and it's itchy and so on. And the reason for that mostly is because you'll find that the guy is using normal shampoo on his head, on his beard, sorry. And as soon as he stops doing that and just, even with just rinsing the beard, twice a day or once a day, every time he has a shower and whatnot, the beard will naturally become softer. So that's like the biggest mistake that the guys make is by using normal shampoos on the beard.
And I was always told, I mean, you know, it's a bit of a rite of passage. Your father shows you how to, you know, shave your first little facial hair, you know, the bun fluff that you start growing when you're 13, 14. And my dad was very specific. He was like, you always shave with the grain. You know, you always go downwards or whichever direction you're. Is that true? Because I always find I get super, when I used to shave quite extensively, I always used to find I could get really close when I went against the grain. But is my dad right?
That's true. What happens is when you're shaving with the grain, obviously, the razor doesn't work against the hair follicle. So even though you do get a closer shave when you go against the grain, it does tend to irritate the skin a little bit. Mm. And that's why like the kind of rule of thumb is go with the grain so that you don't irritate the skin. But when I used to shave, I also found that when I go against the grain, I get a closer shave. And luckily, my skin isn't that sensitive that I used to get ingrown hair and rashes and whatnot. So,
yeah, I suppose especially when you're a teenager and acne might be a problem, then all of a sudden sensitive skin becomes a real issue. And that carries on into adult life, I suppose. Are there any ways that you can... you know, one of the things that you were saying, if you want to grow like a proper, really nice, full beard, is to throw away the your shaver. there are certain points when your beard becomes a little bit annoying and irritating, you know, like it really starts to scrape against you. How do you keep yourself from how do you get through that phase? Is there a way to help yourself through there?
Yeah, so basically, like our products that we've got, we've specifically produced and developed it in such a way to help when you start growing your beard out, you'll find that at, say, like about the 4 to 6 week range, your hair is now obviously starting to get a little bit longer. It starts to curl back onto itself a little bit. And that's mostly where most of the guys start complaining about itchiness, and it's like a little bit irritating and whatnot. And if you use a specifically produced hair or beard shampoo or beard soap and combined with a beard oil, you'll find that it makes the hair a little bit softer. It'll stop that itchiness. It also helps the skin to adjust to this whole situation a little bit better as well. Just a quick thing that I want to touch on is a good beard is like a good six-pack. You're not going to get it from eating takeaways and stuff all the time. You need to have a good, healthy diet and a good, healthy lifestyle to get a good beard, because basically it grows from the inside out. So whatever you're putting into your body is what you're going to get out.
So, I mean, and that's incredible. I mean, I'm learning a lot right now. But what I'm also hearing from you is that it's also something that I think a lot of guys don't really pay attention to, the idea that you actually do need to put a little bit of work and effort in. You know, it's not just about I'm going to leave it and whatever happens, happens. You do need to think about what oils and what shampoos and what, you know, soaps you're using and creams.
Yeah.
And this is where I suppose it's a good point for us to start talking about Beardworks, because that's a company that, you know, provides all of those kinds of products, I'm assuming. Is this the kind of stuff that you guys are providing for men who are trying to get that perfect facial look?
Yes, so that's exactly what we do. We've got a full comprehensive range from beard shampoos, beard soaps, beard oils, beard balms, specific combs, brushes, everything and anything that you can or may ever need to have a good, healthy beard is what we've got in our arsenal. The products have, each and every single one has specifically been developed for specific reasons, and it's all to do with getting the hair nice and soft, getting the putting nutrients back into the skin and the hair follicles, and just making it all good and healthy. I mean, when I originally, way back when, started growing my beard out, after a good couple of months, I realized that having a good beard face was actually more work than having to shave on a daily basis. So it's simply just not the case of throwing away a razor and thinking you're going to have an awesome beard like the guys you see on Instagram and Facebook and whatnot. It doesn't work that way.
So, I mean, it's really like it's like the hair on your head, you know. It doesn't just happen. In my case, I have this massive, shaggy, massive hair on my head, and that just did happen because I'm lazy. But if you want to look good, if you are someone who cares about the way you look and cares about maintaining your not just the way you look, but, you know, the health of your hair, it takes work. It takes daily work.
Yeah. So it does take a lot of work. So, like my daily regime, like I get up in the morning, I go have my shower. So first thing I do when I get into the shower is obviously give my beard a good rinse. Then 2 to 3 times a week, I'll actually wash my beard with one of our soaps that we have. I'm lucky enough to have everything at my disposal, so I'll pick whichever one I feel like for the day, and I'll wash my beard with that. You do not want to overwash your beard, because even though our soaps have specifically been developed for the beard, there is such a thing as overwashing your hair. It's the same as the hair on your head. When you overwash it, you wash the natural oils out, it dries out the skin, it dries out the hair, and it becomes harder and it becomes brittle and the beard breaks then. So 2 to 3 times is a good average to wash your beard with actual soap. Other than that, you just rinse it out with lukewarm water or just in the shower and so on, and then just towel dry it. Hmm. After I've washed my beard, I'll obviously after my shower, towel dry it, I'll apply like a 5 rand coin size of beard oil to my beard, work it all the way through from the roots all the way through to the end of my beard. And then depends on what I'm getting up to that. If I'm going out to see clients and whatnot, I'll put some beard balm in it. And especially when you have a longer beard, beard balm is basically like a styling agent for your beard. Hmm. It acts as a leave-in conditioner as well as a styling agent. So you can then basically get your beard to look nice and what's the word that I'm looking for? Just get it all nice and neat and together, you know, so you don't have any flyaway hairs standing out on the sides or whatever.
Because just because you have a beard doesn't mean you have to look unkept. You know, you can still look all together.
Exactly. And that's the biggest issue with why most guys' girlfriends say to them, no, you've got to shave the beard. It's because the guy thinks, oh, no, I can just throw my razor and grow a beard and I'll be fine. The only way your girlfriend's ever going to say to you, it's fine, you can keep the beard, is if you look after it. And
because that was my next question, was like, how do the ladies respond to this?
Well, I tell you what, when I ride bike as well, so
oh wow, when, you are just the whole package.
So when I go on a bike ride or whatever, and you get off the bike and your beard's all over the place, kind of as you look a little bit wild and whatnot, chicks don't dig that. But when the beard is all nicely groomed, nicely combed through, and it's all together, chicks dig that.
Okay, that's good to know. I know this is going to be a stupid question, so forgive me, but it's the kind of question that I look, when I see guys with like proper beards that like have taken time and they've groomed it, I often think, do they get food bits and food particles in there? Like
always. Always. that's like the number one question whenever I do these interviews. That's always the number one question, is do you get stuff stuck in your beard? And the answer is always yes. You never eat hamburgers outside of your house, and you don't eat pasta at a restaurant either. Well, especially when you have a longer moustache. Not so much the beard itself, but when you have a big moustache, that tends to get in the way quite a bit. And it's always good just to have a handful of handkerchiefs or serviettes or something close by.
And maybe this is another product you guys can have. Here's an idea. Just a little beard bib. That you can kind of, a little paper thing you can wrap around your beard when you're eating a burger or pasta or something saucy. And you
that's,
can protect.
That's good work, yeah.
JP, thank you so much for spending some time chatting to us. I really appreciate it. And if people want to find out more about Beardworks, where can they go? Where can they get more information?
So our website is www.beardworks. Works is spelled WORX. So beardworks.co.za. All our product info, tips and tricks, all our retailers, you can order directly on the website. Everything and anything that you might need is on the website. Our direct cell phone numbers are on there as well. You can find us on Facebook, also just Beardworks on Facebook. And then we've got Twitter and Instagram as well. But Instagram is mostly just our lifestyle and so on. But Twitter and Facebook is our basically just for the business. And it's just Beardworks,